and welcome everyone to Memorial Athletic Center in Pierce for the regular season finale in boys basketball. And we should have a good one. Let's hope it plays out that way. A very good team in town. The Bram Bombers are here, 23-2, as they get ready for their postseason push. We'll talk about the minefield that the Bombers have to go through in Section 5AA. Pioneers start their playoff run Thursday night. They've got one more home game. That'll be with Staples Motley here. Pioneers open their season with Staples Motley. Let's hope they don't end their season with Staples Motley. It's the second meeting of the year between these two squads. They met in St. Cloud on December 30th, the semifinals of the Crusader Christmas Classic, and it was a classic. Pioneers, on a Johnny Casper banked in three-pointer at the buzzer, defeated the Bombers 74-73, and that's just one of two losses on the resume for Coach Bob Vaughn's squad this year. The other came on Martin Luther King Day at the University of Minnesota Duluth when they dropped a game to Minneapolis North High School. So both these teams feel this will be a good tune-up for the playoffs, which are just 3 days away. It's 13-12 Pierce on senior night. Kyle Becker, Ethan Luckner, and Robbie Skiba, their last regular season home game. And the 23-2 Bram Bombers coming up about 15 minutes from now. We'll be back. We'll visit with both head coaches, Coach Matt Pepping of the Pioneers, and the Hall of Famer Bob Vaughn of Bram joins us when we come back to YouAreTheirSports.com.
We are not going anywhere. Hi, this is Steve Andries, owner of Design Electronics, your local Radio Shack franchise store. I am proud to say we will continue to serve our local markets for years to come. As our loyal customers, you can expect the same great products, smiling faces, and the service you have come to expect. We will continue to offer the same great brands such as Verizon Wireless, Dish Network, DirecTV, LG TVs, Home and Business Security, and of course, all of your favorite electronics. We greatly appreciate your support, and Design Electronics is here to stay.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Ari Langer. We'd like to take this time to thank all our sponsors, which allows this event to be broadcasted. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Pierce High School be the best. As the winter sports seasons are coming to a close, we wish the teams good luck the rest of the way and in the playoffs as they continue their quest for a state title. Also, good luck to Shelby Bozer at the State AAA Contest, 24 Business Professional of America members at State, the robotics team at Regents, and the band and choirs at their sectionals. Get involved in Pierce athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers!
Before tip-off, let us stand for our national anthem.
Need athletes, but they also need pep bands. Get involved in music, drama, speech, visual arts, or athletics. A message from the Minnesota State High School League.
Da-da-da-da-da! Charge!
Join me, head coach of the Pioneers, Matt Pepping. Coach, here it is, last game of the regular season. Let's start talking about senior night. And not a really deep senior class here, but you do have guys that have put a lot of time, heart, and commitment into this program.
Yeah, Robbie, Ethan, and Kyle. They each been in elementary basketball, and we're up through the ranks from third grade, except Robbie. Robbie started when he was eighth grader, so and he's probably our hardest worker, and you can see that. He came a long way since he's been an eighth grader. But, yeah, all three of these kids will be missed after this year.
The Brand Bombers are in town. It's the last game of the regular season for both teams, but it's not the first meeting of the year for these two teams. You got them in one of the best games that we can remember for a long, long time in the semifinals at the Cathedral Tournament. Just a wild one there.
Yeah, we played with a lot of heart that night, and we were down 12 at half, and the kids kept battling and pulled out a win, and hopefully we can just keep the game close tonight and win again at the end. Hopefully we can just put up a good effort tonight, better than Maple Lake.
Yeah. You know, you look back at it, you mentioned, yeah, we were down by 12 at half, and Robbie was home that day with the flu. I mean, it really was kind of an Iron 5 performance.
Yeah, that's one thing we got on this time. I think we can be physical and dominate the boards. With Robbie and Ethan, we dominated the boards the first time with just Ethan. So if Robbie can get in there and pound the boards and we can get second chance points, it'll be huge.
I think in the big scheme of things, knowing you're going into the playoffs on Thursday night, so are they. But, I mean, more important for you than a win or a loss tonight is you already know where you're seated. Is you got to get that bad taste of Maple Lake, like you mentioned, out of your mouth and go well, playing well into the playoffs.
Yeah, we need to just play well tonight. It doesn't matter if we win or lose. We just got to put up a good effort. And if we have a chance to win it, then we have a chance to win.
Bram is a team tonight. We'll see that, boy, they like to get out and fire the ball from all over the court, and I think that kind of is a style of play that our guys like to play too. So this could be, I'm not going to say it's going to be an exact duplicate, but I think style-wise it could have the same feel.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fast-paced, and they're going to shoot it, and they do take some bad shots, so we need to get a rebound on those bad shots, so we need to take advantage of that.
As an added bonus, is it a benefit that you're going to see another team Thursday night in Staples that likes to get up and down and run a little bit?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is. It'll be a lot like this game, and they got a lot of shooters for Staples that have been shooting the ball well as of late, so this is going to be a lot like this game on Thursday night, and this is going to prepare us for that.
Coach, good luck here to close out the regular season.
Thanks, Rick.
Coach Pepping of the Pioneers on You Were There Sports.
If you're looking for concrete work in central Minnesota, contact Premium Concrete of Pierce. Premium Concrete is a small concrete company that does residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. It's owned and operated by Chris Young and Matt Seppelt, and together they have 17 years of combined experience in the concrete industry. They're a full-service company doing footings, block, floors, driveways, sidewalks, patios, steps, and specializing in decorative concrete. They pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Matt or Chris. Chris's number is 292-9635, or Matt's number is 293-2893, or visit them on the web at www.premiumconcretemn.com.
The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, would like to ask you these simple questions. Are you adequately covered in the event that you're involved in an auto accident? What are your limits of liability? If you're injured or cause injury, are you covered? What members of your household are covered? Are you maximizing your savings under your current policy? For answers to these questions and more, contact the Insurance Shop. Ron works with 15 different auto companies, so he's able to find you the best policy to fit your auto insurance needs. In the Pierce area, call him at 468-6177, and in the Foley area, give him a call at 968-6217. The Insurance Shop, your independent insurance agent, a proud supporter of our local student athletes.
Hello, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a home I recently listed in Pierce. This is a three-story, four-bedroom, three-bath home located on a corner lot. This home features a three-stall garage, underground sprinkler system, and a pond in the backyard. For more information on this home or any other home you might be interested in, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
Joining me on tonight's pregame show, he's the head coach of the Bram Bombers, Bob Vaughn. And coach, last game of the regular season in a game, when you looked at it, maybe kind of a throwaway game, but I think there's probably a little added incentive here tonight after the over the holiday game.
Oh yeah, our kids are ready to play. But I think this is a really good time to play it here, because they'll make us better. And with being in the hardest subsection in the state, we have to get better even tonight, because in the next week we'll be faced with very, very good teams like Pierce is.
Let's talk about your subsection. It's the Section 5AA North half, and you know it's very likely that you could go into tournament play 24-2, and you're looking at a 3 seed there. Not that, you know, you're going to get your home game to open and then you go to a neutral site, but you know, how many years would a 24-2 be almost an automatic one?
Well, we're not so much upset like that. We feel we should be in 7AA still. I mean, we're traveling 80-90 miles to play these teams, and Rush City and Pine City are in 7, and they're 10 miles away. It just doesn't make a lot of geographical sense for our fans and for Bram totally, but that's the way it is. High school league has made this decision, and we have to go with it.
When you get started on Thursday, you get Foley. You don't think you've seen Foley this year on your regular season schedule. Do you have a report on the Falcons?
Oh, yeah. We do a thorough job on everybody we play. We try to. And honestly, Foley would be one of the top teams in the Great River. So we're faced with right away a team that is older, more physical than the other teams we play in our local league. And we'll have to play really well to win that game. That's the difference between the Great River and the Granite Rail.
Would you have, I think I know the answer to this, but would you like to have seen them on matchup at any point of that Cathedral tournament with Cathedral, knowing that, you know, that could be a subsection game?
We thought we'd play them, and then Pierce was so hot those two games. Yep. It's not like we could force that matchup playing Cathedral, but if we get to play Cathedral, that's a good thing now, because that would be in the championship. But Cathedral also has a tough draw. You know, you think of the one seed, you get Annandale looms. Annandale's huge, and they finished second in state, and now they've gotten better all year. So it's for the best teams in 2A.
Pierce tonight. Two teams, I think, have a pretty good feel of each other, similar styles. I know Pierce knows they're going to see a team a lot like Bram and Staples Mountain, a team that likes to get up and down and play a wide-open style offense. So this is, like you mentioned, a good preparation for the Pioneers as well.
Yeah, well, yeah, Pierce is in a subsection of very, very good teams, and this will make us both better. But short turnaround, and here, if you're not ready to play the rest of you, you're done.
As we look at your squad, last games of regular season, you start talking about seniors, and you know Randy Braun will get a start for you tonight. But you're really young, you know, outside of him.
Yeah, we're going to be back in Mass next year. So, but it's interesting because some of these guys have already, this is their third year on varsity, and so we'll still be very, very experienced. And the difference between last year and this year is noticeable in every film. Everybody got 10 pounds heavier and bigger, stronger, and hopefully we can continue that again next year. And that's going to happen, especially with Ryan Larson, who grew quite a bit from last year and has become a very, very good player.
Well, Coach, good luck tonight. Good luck in your plans. It'll be really interesting to watch to see how Section 5AA down there plays out for you.
I really appreciate you covering our games. You've all been first class. Thanks so much.
That's Bob Vaughn. He's the coach of the Bombers here on You Are Their Sports.
We are not going anywhere. Hi, this is Steve Andries, owner of Design Electronics, your local Radio Shack franchise store. I am proud to say we will continue to serve our local markets for years to come. As our loyal customers, you can expect the same great products, smiling faces, and the service you have come to expect. We will continue to offer the same great brands such as Verizon Wireless, Dish Network, DirecTV, LG TVs, home and business security, and of course, all of your favorite electronics. We greatly appreciate your support, and Design Electronics is here to stay.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
So what? Who cares? Whatever. So what? Who cares? We will fight, fight, fight early curfew. We will go, go, go to the mall. Drive on star till it's sunny. Watch five reruns on TV. Then we will not rest till we hook up with an X. We will charge, charge, charge on Jet's Visa. We will sleep in our clothes until noon. And we'll talk about it all. Burn our minutes and next fall. Can't get into safety school, but the killing time was cool. Work the food for life and soul. Would you like fries with that?
Athletics and fine arts participation build more than character. They also build college applications. A message from the Minnesota.
All right, welcome back. We are at the Memorial Athletic Center in Pierce tonight. It's a regular season final game between the Pioneers and the Bombers of Bram. Senior night for the Pioneers, that means Ethan Luckner, Robbie Skiba, Kyle Becker recognized before tonight's ball game. Nice ceremony presented with some gifts from their underclassmen teammates. Pioneers will be wearing their road blacks. Their home blacks tonight. 13-12. Pierce is. We'll have a different lineup tonight on senior night, as is often the case. You get some different guys a chance to get a varsity start, and that's what Coach Pepping will accomplish tonight. As the Bombers stream into the gymnasium here, all 24 of them dressed on the varsity. And we'll have our anthem, and then we'll get started with the lineups as Pierce and Bram about to get started. We've got girls basketball coming up tomorrow night. Girls go up to Pillager to face the Huskies. And then we set our focus on the state wrestling tournament, which is Thursday at 11 o'clock, and we'll go into detail on that a little bit later on in the broadcast broadcast issue. So when we come back, starting lineups for the Bombers of Bram and the Pioneers of Pierce.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Ari Langer. We'd like to take this time to thank all our sponsors, which allows this event to be broadcasted. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Pierce High School be the best. As the winter sports seasons are coming to a close, we wish the teams good luck the rest of the way and in the playoffs as they continue their quest for a state title. Also, good luck to Shelby Bozer at the State AAA Contest 24 Business Professional of America members at State, the robotics team at Regents, and the band and choirs at their sectionals. Get involved in Pierce athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers!
If you're looking for concrete work in central Minnesota, contact Premium Concrete of Pierce. Premium Concrete is a small concrete company that does residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. It's owned and operated by Chris Young and Matt Seppelt, and together they have 17 years of combined experience in the concrete industry. They're a full-service company doing footings, block, floors, driveways, sidewalks, patios, steps, and specializing in decorative concrete. They pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Matt or Chris. Chris's number is 292-9635, or Matt's number is 293-2893, or visit them on the web at www.premiumconcretemn.com.
The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, would like to ask you these simple questions. Are you adequately covered in the event that you're involved in an auto accident? What are your limits of liability? If you're injured or cause injury, are you covered? What members of your household are covered? Are you maximizing your savings under your current policy? For answers to these questions and more, contact the Insurance Shop. Ron works with 15 different auto companies, so he's able to find you the best policy to fit your auto insurance needs. In the Pierce area, call him at 468-6177, and in the Foley area, give him a call at 968-6217. The Insurance Shop, your independent insurance agent, a proud supporter of our local student athletes.
All right, welcome back. Starting lineups being introduced, and the Pioneers start with their three seniors that are playing their final regular season home game here tonight. Robbie Skiba, Kyle Becker, and Ethan Lochner. Let's meet the Bram Bombers. They are a very young squad, only one senior for them as well. When you look at their record, 23-2, their history, and of course, their coach, they got a good thing going on over in Bram, have for a long, long time. For the Bombers, 6'1 junior, number 24, Chris Olson. He is pouring in 25 and a half points a game.
The head coach of the Pioneers is Matt Pepe.
First time these two teams met in St. Cloud at the holiday tournament, he had 23. Ryan Larson is a 5'10 freshman. He averages 13.6 a game. Larson had 8 when these two teams played in St. Cloud. Connor Chumper is their 6'3 junior inside presence. He scored 6 against the Pioneers on December 30th. John Larson is a 6'3 junior. He'll wear number 20. He averages 17.8 a game. He had 18 against the Pioneers in the first go-round. And the lone senior is Randy Braun, a 6-foot senior, number 4. Braun had 7 when they played in St. Cloud. He averages 3.5. The Pioneers tonight go with Kyle Becker, Ethan Lochner, Robbie Skiba, the three seniors, along with Johnny Casper and Aaron Weber. It'll be Casper and Chumper to jump center. We're underway. Tip to the Pioneers. And the man that beat the Bombers in St. Cloud starts with the ball in his hands. Johnny Casper's three-pointer at the horn, won it 74-73. Here's Weber, right side, his first touch on offense. Here's Skiba now. Skiba didn't play. He was home with the flu on that day in December. Lochner in the corner, back for Robbie. Pioneers basically went with 5 guys that day in late December, New Year's Eve, or on December 30th. Here is Weber, top of the key. Back left side for Becker, gives it right back to Aaron Weber. Man-to-man by the Bombers, who will play in their tournament opener in Section 5AA Thursday night at home. They welcome in. Here's a Weber three, little bit long, and the rebound is controlled by Chris Olson. Here come the Bombers now to the wing left side, Olson. Guarded by Caspers, Piers opens man-to-man. To the wing. Here's a drive by Ryan Larson for Chumper. Back out top. Three-pointers on the way and good. John Larson. He knocks down the three, and it's 3-0 for the Bombers. It's Bram and Foley, a 3-versus-6 seed, to open their Section 5AA playoffs on Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Piers will welcome in Staples Motley here on Thursday. That's a rematch of a 4-5 game. Last year, Piers was the 5 seed, Staples Motley the 4 seed. 16-18 to go. Weber right side in front of the Bomber bench. Bombers switch defensively. Weber, right side of the lane, finds Skiba open at the line, kicks it out to Becker, right side, and they'll recycle their offense. Back to Casper. Johnny out front now with the dribble in the logo at midcourt, defended by Randy Braun to the left side for Weber. Weber off a screen, goes against Larson, puts it up and in from the baseline for 2.
Aaron Weber.
Weber with the first Pioneer points, and it's 3-2. Aaron, he'll be the Pioneers' top scorer. Here's a three, and it's good from out top. That is Ryan Larson. 6-2, Bombers. Weber comes in averaging 17.4 a game. Casper picked up his dribble, finds Becker open. Now to the left baseline, Weber cut off, back out top for Casper. Lochner driving on Chumper, running lefty, rolls off the iron, rebound. Becker battles for it, but it's off Kyle's hands. Over to the Bombers, and now Nick Harold and Noah Boser come in.
Number three, Nick Harold, and number 31, Noah Boser.
So now the original starting five, normal starting five, I should say, for the Pioneers on the court. 6-2, start for Bram. To the point is Ryan Larson, gives the ball right side for Chris Olson. Back out top comes John Larson. Nice ball fake, gets Olson open inside for Chumperlin. He can't finish, and the rebound is snatched by Nick Harold. Harold into the front court now. Nick has it stolen. Larson came in from behind and knocked it away. This is John Larson looking for a crease on the wing. Now to the right side for Chris Olson. Olson down to the block for John Larson. Drifts out to the corner, guarded by Weber. Goes baseline, got bumped, lays it up, reverse, nicely done.
Number 20, John Larson.
John Larson off to a good start with 5 points, and it's an 8-2 early lead for Bram. Here's Nick Harold now, defended. Hand off to Casper coming around. Casper defended by Randy Braun. High screen from Skiba. Out top comes Boser. Boser, one dribble, now Weber right wing. Good tight man-to-man by the Bombers. Pioneers show being pretty patient on their offense. Left corner, Harold. Front of the Pioneers. Here's Weber getting loose on a cut and a finger roll down the lane. Weber scores.
Aaron Weber.
That is four for the junior, Aaron Weber. When these two teams played, the Pioneers got 19 from Weber that night. There's a three that's off. Rebound, Skiba. And there's a steal on a pass and a foul. Randy Braun stepped into the passing lane and is fouled. Foul on Skiba, his first, team's first. And we'll get free throws from senior Randy Braun. And lefty up and good. Boy, looking at the numbers here, he just 8 for 24, 33% this year from the line, but he made that one look pretty good. One more, 9-4 lead, and now 10-4. Braun, 2 for 2. 13:35 to go, first half. In St. Cloud, Bram built a 12-point lead in the half. It was 42-30 at half. There's a steal by the Bombers, and then now there's a scramble, and Larson pulls it away. Back the other way comes Ryan Larson. Larson left hand off. Chumper follows and dumps it in for two. Connor Chumper has given Bram an 8-point lead. He'll put back basket, 12-4. Noah Boser ball handling. Now right side, this is Casper to the lane. Weber flips it out left wing for Nick Harold. Nick got by his defender, goes inside and draws a foul. Good, quick, explosive first step by Nick Harold. And Chumper coming over to try and help on defense gets the foul. His first, team's first. And at the line is Nick Harold, the junior guard. 81% from the line this year. Makes the first. First point for Nick tonight, and it's 12-5. Nick averaging 11 points a game. He had 11 against Bram in December. Second is up and also good. It's Bram 12, Piers 6, 12:55 to play. Front court now comes Ryan Larson. Got a screen from Chumper on a pick and roll to the corner. Braun fires a three, skims off the rim, and the rebound is controlled by Skiba. Now Casper looks to run, and he'll be fouled by Braun. They get the foul on Randy Braun as Skiba steamed up court in front of the Bomber bench. First on Braun, second team foul. And it'll be a pass in right in front of the Bomber bench. They flip it into the corner for Weber. He'll peel around the left side and score. A little turnaround jumper by Aaron Weber. And Weber has six of the Pioneer eight, and it's 12-8, 12-25 left to play. Here's a free throw line jumper that comes off. That was put up by Chris Olson, and Weber with the board. Now the Pioneers are down four. Screen got Casper to the baseline. He throws it inside where it's picked off by John Larson. That's a couple of steals for Larson tonight. Larson to the left side with his dribble alive. Steps back, three, good. Larson. And Matt Pepping says timeout. That is eight for John Larson. And at the timeout break, it's Bram 15, Piers 8.
I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. At this time, I'd like to congratulate the Piers Pioneers girls basketball team's own Shelby Bozer on being named a District 19 and Region 5 AAA Award winner. And good luck in the state competition to be held in March. And also good luck to all the Pioneer athletes and teams in the upcoming tournament action.
Coach Pepping uses his first timeout. As the Pioneers trail by seven following the second three of the half by John Larson. Bombers 15, Pioneers 8, 11:59 to go. Pioneers come out of the timeout with Harold, Bozer, Weber, Skiba, Casper, and those five. While a sub in is Alec Olson for Bram. He's into the ballgame for the first time. So Olson in the lineup now. He replaces Randy Braun. Weber has it left side. Off right side for Casper, for Bozer. Noah out top. Aaron drives. Leaner in the paint. Short. Rebound taken by Chris Olson. Olson to midcourt. Bombers waste no time. They get deep and kick it to the corner for Alec Olson. His three is short and a rebound. And here comes Casper with Harold to his right. Gives it to Nick. Nick scoops it back for Johnny. Out top, Weber. And the Pioneers didn't even get a shot. Now Bozer's three is good. Noah, we needed that one. Noah has struggled with his offensive game. That's a big shot for Noah to get started here. His first attempt cleanly through for three. And it makes it a 15-11 game. Here is a drive with the left hand. No by Larson. Got it back and put it in.
Number 20, John Larson.
Larson in double figures already with 10. Noah Bozer did not score Thursday at Maple Lake. Here now is Weber. Left wing back for Noah. Back for Weber left side. Inside. Too far for Robbie Skiba. They tried to bounce it into the post. And Weber's bounce pass out of his grasp. 10:37 to go. Bram up by six. 17-11 here on senior night in Piers. To the wing right side now. Chris Olson got a screen from John Larson. Step back for three. And it's tipped up off the rebound by Harold. That hung on the rim for a little bit. Now it's Johnny Casper giving the ball to Harold left side. Good 7 feet behind the three-point line. Nick drives through, crosses over, and a foul. Nice little dribble through the lane by Harold, and a Bram foul called on Ryan Larson. His first third team foul. And Harold back to the line for two. He's made two tonight. That one is good. 3 of 3 for Nick Harold. Bram 17, Piers 12, 10:08 left. Nice crowd here tonight, including the Maple Lake Irish who are here directly across from me. That one is good as well. Bram and Maple Lake would play in a semifinal if it got to that point. Here is an open three for Larson, and he's got another one. Pioneers better find John Larson on the offensive end. That's already his third three. 13 for Larson, averaging 17.8 a game. Here's Casper driving strong to the rim and scoring. Johnny with his first points. 20-15. And guess who's got the ball again? Larson. They've got Weber on him. Out top for Ryan Larson against Harold. Left-hand dribble drive. Floater is up and in. Good drive by Ryan Larson. 22-15, a Bolzer three is good. I told you, if Noah hit his first one, he's likely to hit a couple of more, and he has hit two threes in two attempts. 22-18, that one from almost first row of the student section. Here's a leaning drive, tipped out, no, rebound tipped again, and finally snatched by Larson. Larson looks for Chumper inside, he scores. We've got offense all over the court tonight. 24-18, under 9 minutes left to play. Now Casper, guarded out front by John Larson. Larson fell down. Casper will shoot and make a free throw line jumper. And Johnny Casper has four. 24-20. Here's Olson for Larson. Posting up on Weber. Throws it for Chumper. Right side drive. Scores again. Back-to-back field goals for Connor Chumper. 26-20. Bombers by a half a dozen. Weber down to the left corner. He's defended by Chris Olson. Back from Bolzer into Weber's hands. Aaron with six. Bolzer with six. Four for Harold. Four for Casper. Noah drives, stops, gives it back to Nick. Harold to the top of the key. Right elbow now. Down low. Here's Weber. He got open and scored. Weber with eight. Chris Olson overran the pass, and once the ball got into Weber's hands, he had a layup. Here's a pull-up three for Bram that clangs off the iron. That was Ryan Larson. And back the other way. Here's another drive and layup by Aaron Weber. And Bob Vaughn says timeout. Here we go, folks. Buckle up. 26-24.
We are not going anywhere. Hi, this is Steve Andries, owner of Design Electronics, your local Radio Shack franchise store. I am proud to say we will continue to serve our local markets for years to come. As our loyal customers, you can expect the same great products, smiling faces, and the service you have come to expect. We will continue to offer the same great brands such as Verizon Wireless, Dish Network, DirecTV, LG TVs, home and business security, and of course, all of your favorite electronics. We greatly appreciate your support, and Design Electronics is here to stay.
With 7:33 to play in the half, it's Bram 26, Piers 24. This game played at a pace that'll get us into the 70s at least again. It was 74-73 the first time they played. Piers coming out on top at the horn. Bram with the timeout. Each coach now has used the timeout. Michael Meyer in the ball game. There's a steal by Meyer with Weber. Meyer goes in, and it's tipped out by Alec Olson, who hustled back defensively. So Meyer in the lineup for Casper. 7:20 to play. Weber to throw in, baseline left. And they find Robbie Skiba. Drives hard to the glass, left it short on the rim. Rebound comes inside. And with the rebound for Bram into the ballgame, Kyle Johnson. Now it's Randy Braun back in. That was Alec Olson for two at the 7 minute mark. First points for Alec Olson, and it's 28-24 Bombers. Weber off a Bram defensive switch, and they're going to get a foul on the Bombers before the shot. No free throws. Dan Zita, one of three men working the game tonight, makes the call. It's called on Kyle Johnson, who just checked in.
Number 12, Kyle Johnson.
Fourth Bomber foul.
His first.
In Weber to throw it in. Meyer hands it back to Aaron Weber. Throws it for Meyer. Deflected. They're going to call a foul. That's a break for the Pioneers. Meyer never had a clean handle on that shot going up. Foul on the Bombers is whistled against Jorgen Mankey, who's in the ball game as well. Free throw from Meyer comes off. No good. Michael Meyer looking for his first point. Mankey is a 6'4 junior. Meyer second off short. Rebound for the Bombers, Randy Braun. So it stays 28-24. Pioneers come up empty at the free throw line. Larson in traffic off the rim off his 12-foot left side jumper. Rebound to the corner for Harold. Back comes Nick. In traffic. No. Rebound. Larson saves it in. Good hustle by the Bombers. Back the other way. John Larson to the corner left side for Alec Olson. Quickly for Braun out of the top. Thought about a three. Now drives on Weber. Spins and traveled. Turnover Bram. Casper now will return and he'll take over for Nick Harold. John Larson sits down. Alec Olson leaves. As Chris Olson is back in, as is Ryan Larson. Full court pressure by the Bombers. It's Casper, Skiba, Bozer, Weber, Meyer for Piers. Braun, Mankey, Ryan Larson, Chris Olson. And there's a shot by Casper off, and they get Skiba on a foul trying to follow up. Robbie with his second, team second, and that'll bring senior Ethan Luckner into the ballgame. 5:59 to play. Bram 28, Piers 24. Slowing has cooled off a little bit. Last couple of trips up and down. We were going at it pretty good. Here is a skip pass right side to the corner. This is Olson back out against Bozer. Now a three for Larson, short. Luckner up for the board. Ethan might have had his best game of the year against Bram in St. Cloud when he scored 14 points and had 12 rebounds that afternoon. Weber got a Luckner screen, still with his dribble. Now leans in hard off the glass. Rebound up above everybody was Ryan Larson. Here comes the 5'10 freshman, and the pass deflected out of bounds. Stops the clock with 5:20 remaining in the half. Boy, if Mark Warzyniak wasn't a math teacher, I didn't think he'd be able to keep up with the way those points were going. Here is a pull-up 17-footer. Olson drained it right side. First two.
Chris Olson.
First two for the junior, Olson. And there's a steal by Braun. Braun will put it up. He missed it. And back the other way, a shot up. And oh, they traveled with it. A traveling call. There were four Bombers and only Johnny Casper. Casper is the one that gave up the steal. And all the other Pioneers had not yet made it across midcourt. And the Bombers can't take advantage with a turnover. Here's Casper to the corner. Weber, three-pointer short. Rebound. Weber got his own miss. Back out front. 4:50 to go. 30-24 Bombers. Whistle will get a hand check foul on Braun as Casper took it off the dribble drive penetration. Second on Randy Braun, fifth team foul. Here comes John Larson back in, Alec Olson. Kyle Johnson and Braun will leave. 4:47 to play, first half, 30-24. In for Meyer, off the inbounds, back to Weber. Weber comes out to the left wing for Bozer. Noah's hit his only two shots, both made threes. To the wing right side, Michael Meyer. Michael had it poked away, got his dribble back. Now leaves it off for Weber in front of the Bram bench to our right. Back out top for Noah Bozer with 4:25 to go. Noah whips it underneath for Luckner. Luckner head fake on Chumper. Chumper didn't bite on it. And that pass is going to roll all the way to the other end for an over and back call. And the Bombers will get it. Pass in. Underneath. Lob in, Chumper. Fall away. Short. Rebound, though, kept alive. Larson for three. Yes.
Rewarder by number 20, John Larson.
16 for Larson. 4 3-pointers. And the lead is 9. Here's a drive by Casper. Not there. Flipped it back out. A Weber three is around and out. Rebound, John Larson. Larson pushes it up the left side with 3:50 left. Handoff now. Here's Olson firing away. That's good. Another three for the Bombers. Living up to their name. And it's a 12-point lead now. 36-24. A big push here by the Bombers. Casper picked up his dribble. Bozer rotates over to help him out. Now to Meyer left side. Michael bounces it for Weber. 3:25 on the clock. To the corner from Meyer, deflected out by the Bombers' Chris Olson. Piers down 12 here with 3:23 to play. Pioneers were down 12 at halftime at Cathedral against the Bombers, 42-30. Lochner takes it on the inbound. He'll turn and shoot and score. Lochner hits a 12-footer from the left side of the lane. First points for the senior, Ethan Lochner, to make it 36-26. Pick and roll. Here's Olsen. Floater, and they got him for a travel. Turnover. And Nick Harold will come in during the stoppage of play. Harold is going to replace Ethan Lochner. Question about? I don't know. I think 18-20. I've got 36-26, but I spoke too soon on that math major thing. Here's Casper, right side for Harold. Harold drives, got contact, fall away, rolls off. Casper tries to tip. Meyer will foul as Chumper had the box out. Michael Meyer gets the foul, his first, team's third.
Number one, Michael Meyer, his first.
Well, I've got 36-26. There's some question on the score here, but right now on the board it says 37-26. I don't think that's right. Down low, good ball fake, and hit the bottom of the backboard with a shot. Larson got too deep. Harold, long lead pass, goes lefty layup. No, Meyer had the rebound, lost it to Larson. 2:35 to go. Pull-up jumper from 17 by Chris Larson is good.
24, Chris Olsen.
Excuse me, Chris Olsen. Casper in the lane. He misses, and Chumper cradles the rebound. Bombers with 2:20 to go. Back on the attack. To the wing right side for Ryan Larson. Dumps it off for Chumper. Leaning in on Meyer and rattled out of the cage, and they get the rebound on a steal and then threw it away. Two Bombers collided. Nick Harold now front court for Casper. Back for Bozer. Open three for Weber. Good. Nobody within 8 feet of Aaron Weber as he let that one go.
Aaron Weber.
13 first half points for Weber, and it's 38-29. Left side for John Larson. Back out for Chris Olsen. Rotating around is Alec Olsen. Now it's John Larson. Behind the back dribble, got him into the lane, short on the shot. Larson tipped the rebound out to a teammate. Shot contested and a foul called. Larson tipped his own miss out to Ryan Larson. That's John and Ryan, and the foul's on Meyer. Number two on Michael Meyer, fourth team foul. And at the line is 5'10 freshman Ryan Larson, who's got 5 points. He's got six. Bram is 3 for 3 from the line. 1:34 to go in a very entertaining first half. The second, that one is off. Rebound by Aaron Weber. 1.5 minutes until halftime. Here comes Weber into the front court. Stop. Rotates it back now to Johnny Casper. Guarded by Ryan Larson. And the ball off the hands of an unsuspecting Chris Olsen. Pioneers catch a break there. It'll be Nick Harrell to inbounds in front of the Bomber coaches. With 1:19 to go, Pioneers are down by 10. Weber has it in his hands in the corner. Dribbles to the wing. Steps back. Now they get the ball to Bozer. Noah on the wing left side. Starts his dribble. Goes inside on Olsen. Finds Meyer open, and Michael got it to drop.
Number one, Michael Meyer.
First point for Michael Meyer tonight. There's a long shot off. Meyer snatches the rebound. That was Olsen firing away. Harold in transition. Three. Got it. Nick Harold hits a three with 49 seconds, and the Bombers take a timeout with 47 seconds left. We'll be back. We'll check on the score, and we'll do that next.
Hello, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a home I recently listed in Piers. This is a three-story, four-bedroom, three-bath home located on a corner lot. This home features a three-stall garage, underground sprinkler system, and a pond in the backyard. For more information on this home or any other home you might be interested in, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320 232-7771.
We're back at Piers. 47 seconds remain in the half. Scoreboard shows Bram 40, Piers 34. I've got it 39-34. Bombers with their second timeout. They've got the ball. And walking it across midcourt is Ryan Larson. To John Larson. Leaner against Weber is good. Big first half by John Larson. And the final 30 seconds coming down the wire here. That is 18 for John Larson here in the half. Meyer spinning on Chumper, fires it out, and he traveled. Michael Meyer on the turnover will give the Bombers one more shot to score. Seconds remain until halftime. We'll take a look at who the Piers individuals will face at the XL Energy Center coming up on Friday as part of our halftime show. Ball handling is Ryan Larson to the wing. 8 seconds. John Larson. Shot is up. It off the rim. Chumper, the rebound, whistle. We got a foul called, and I think it's on Aaron Weber. It is. Aaron with the foul. His first. Fifth team foul, and the Bombers will get the ball underneath with 2.8 seconds. Larson catch and shoot, missed it, and the rebound for Weber at halftime.
It's halftime. What's the score? The Bombers 42.
It's Bram with the halftime lead. We'll be back. Take a look at the scoring and start the halftime show when we come back.
Hello, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a home I recently listed in Piers. This is a three-story, four-bedroom, three-bath home located on a corner lot. This home features a three-stall garage, underground sprinkler system, and a pond in the backyard. For more information on this home or any other home you might be interested in, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Ari Langer. We'd like to take this time to thank all our sponsors, which allows this event to be broadcasted. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Piers High School be the best. As the winter sports seasons are coming to a close, we wish the teams good luck the rest of the way and in the playoffs as they continue their quest for a state title. Also, good luck to Shelby Bozer at the State AAA Contest, 24 Business Professional of America members at State, the robotics team at Regents, and the band and choirs at their sectionals. Get involved in Piers athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers!
Imagine a fire burning in your home with your family fast asleep. Smoke and heat intensify quickly. Every second counts. How will everyone escape? Without a plan, you may not know the best route to safety. Hi, I'm Rick Grammon, representing the Piers Fire Department. Create an escape plan and make sure everyone in your home practices it. Plan two routes of escape from every room and designate a meeting place outside the home. Remember, get out and stay out. This message is brought to you by the Piers Fire Department and youaretheresports.com.
All right, we're at halftime. Piers trailing. Unofficially, 42-34. Well, I guess that's official. I guess I'm unofficial. I've got it 41-34. Here's the scoring that I have. I've got John Larson with 18. Chris Olson with 7. Ryan Larson with 6. Connor Chumper with 6. 2 for Randy Braun. 2 for Alec Olson. Bram is 3-for-4 from the free throw line at halftime. Randy Braun with 2 fouls, the only Bomber with more than one. 1 each on Ryan Larson, Connor Chumper, and off the bench, Kyle Johnson. Coach Vaughn used 2 timeouts. He's got 3 still left. For the Pioneers and their halftime totals, Aaron Weber has 13. After that, Nick Harold with 7. Noah Bozer with 6. Johnny Casper with 4. 2 for Ethan Lochner. And Michael Meyer has 2. Pierce 4 for 5 from the line in the first half. Robbie Skiba with 2 fouls. Michael Meyer has 2. And 1 on Aaron Weber. Coach Pepping used 1 of his timeouts, so he has 4 still available.
Our first contestant is Cody Kim, and Cody's got 30.
So we are at halftime, a very fun first half. Earlier tonight in the JV game, the Pioneers really closed out their season on a fine note tonight, 79-65. From what I was told, it was only Bram's second loss on the JV level all year. And the Pioneers took it to them. They were led tonight by David Skiba, who went off for 24 points and 10 rebounds in the JV game. He played like a man among boys tonight. 12 for Brent Dorn. Brady Harold, 15 points and 11 rebounds. 7 points, 8 rebounds for Christopher Marshick. Matt Tauges, nice line for Matt. 6 points, 7 rebounds, 8 assists. Broderick Leshinsky, 6 points, 4 rebounds. Oscar Nielsen, our exchange student, scored 5 points, and he hit a 3-pointer at the buzzer in what might be the last shot he ever takes in basketball in a competitive atmosphere. 3-pointer at the buzzer, and that really brought a big round of applause from his JV teammate. So Oscar Nielsen with 5 tonight. Lucas Hottie finished with 3. So a nice win, 79-65 for the Pioneers in the JV ball game. When we come back, we'll take a look at the wrestling tournament matchup for our 7 Pioneer individuals coming up. We'll do that next. We're at halftime here, Piers and Bram in the regular season finale after this.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
All right, welcome back. 3.5 minutes left in the half. As the wrestlers will head down to St. Paul on Wednesday, the team starts on Thursday against Frazee. That's at 11 o'clock. The number 2 seed, Frazee Hornets. The individuals will start at 11 o'clock on Friday morning. And here's how the Pioneer individuals match up. 106-pound, Reese Kapsner is ranked number 10. He is an eighth grader with a record of 30-9. His first-round opponent is the number 4-ranked Austin Devlamnik of Minneota. Minneota sophomore is 36-3. Minneota is the number 1 seed in the team tournament. A possible second round opponent for Reese would be number 2 ranked Jake Norrie of West Central area. At 113 pounds, Pioneer 8th grader Jake Andres, who is 26-12. He'll face unranked Caden Spindler of Border West High School, which is basically the Wheaton-Herman-Norcross School District. He's a freshman with a record of 33-8. A possible second-round matchup for Jake could be number 5, Trenton Coyer of Osakis, or number 7-ranked Jacob Tinnerum of Jackson County Central. Those two wrestle each other on Friday morning. At 120 pounds, you've got Brandon Ortman, the sophomore, 34-2, but unranked, and he will face A.J. Schmidt of Atwater Cosmos Grove City, a senior, 21-16. Those two guys have wrestled each other this year here in a team duel. And it was a Tech Fall win for Brandon. That was back on February 5th. A possible second-round opponent for Ortman is number two-ranked Joey Majerus of Zumbrota Mazepa. He's ranked second. He is a four-time state place winner at the state. At 132 pounds, Andrew Tamala, a sophomore at 18-14, will face second-ranked Blaine Cheetah of Kimball. Cheetah, 41-0, a senior, pinned Andrew in a January duel. He is a two-time third-place finisher at state. At 152 pounds, it's number one-ranked junior, undefeated, 39-0, Colton Ishans. He gets number eight, Connor Meyer of Barnesville, a junior, 23-3. Possible second-round matchup with fourth-ranked Derek Herman of United South Central or number seven, Jacob Maches of Painesville. Big, tough half of the bracket for Colton Ishans. He's also got number two, Shane Seward of Lake City, and number six, Jordan Engler of Kirkhoven Murdoch Sundberg in his half of the bracket. At 170, fourth-ranked Brett Kapsner will face number five-ranked Jesse Slater of Adrian, a senior, 35-7. Brams, we're underway as a drive, leaner up and in. That's the first points of the half for Chris Olson. They had Olson for eight at halftime. I had him for seven, so that's where the discrepancy comes in. And the lead is 44-34, a 10-point lead. That gives Olson 10 now. Piers on their first possession. And to finish up the wrestling conversation, here's a Weber three off, rebound Bram. Austin Gall makes his first individual appearance. He gets sixth ranked. Nate Elzen of Medford, a two-time state entrant. So good luck to the wrestlers. Here's a drive by Larson. Got up for Chumper. Chumper off the glass. Doesn't go. Skiba with the board. Under 17 to go as Casper foul, bringing it up court. And that's Randy Braun with his third, first of the half.
Number four, Randy Braun, his third.
Pioneers are going to have to wrestle like caged Panthers, plain Panthers at the XL to bring home any hardware. They got a tough draw with Frazee and a possible second-round opponent against either West Central or Zumbrota. Here's Weber getting loose inside. Weber scores his 15th point of the night. 16:35 to go. Chumper now. It's 44-36. Bombers with the lead. Here's a shot for three by Chris Olson. That's long. Weber with the rebound. Back the other way comes Aaron Weber, the junior for the Pioneers. Back for Noah Bozer. Now Johnny Casper with Braun with three fouls. See if they isolate on Braun with Casper. Got a screen from Skiba. Hands it back to Noah Bozer. He launches, and it's long. Rebound, Connor Chumper for the Bombers. Up the right sideline for Ryan Larson. Quickly to the corner. Three is up for Olson. In and out. Rebound. Chumper wins the battle, and then his outlet pass thrown away. Turnover off the offensive rebound by Connor Chumper. Bram 44, Piers 36. We've played just over 2 minutes of the second half. Johnny Casper, front court. Guarded by Braun. Now Nick Harold, right side. Nick, left side, Weber will fire a three. That's off the mark. Rebound tipped and taken by Chris Olson. Two on three, and he's bumped by Noah Bozer coming up court, and that's the first on Noah. First team foul of the ball game.
Foul's called on number 31, Noah closer.
Pioneers defensively matching up to the wing. This now is Bram's Randy Braun, the lone senior on their squad. Back for John Larson. 18 for Larson. We get a traveling call. Travel on Chris Olson. That'll give the ball back to Pierce. They're down 8. 15-30 left to play. Johnny Casper, the junior guard. Johnny's season high came against Bram with 16. The last three won the game. Here's Harold having it stripped going up, and it went off Nick's. No, they went off a bomber knee. So Pierce keeps possession. One of the bomber defenders got a hand on Nick's shot going up cleanly and stripped it away. Pass in Weber. Inside, threw it right away to Chumper. I think he wanted to find Casper posting up, and Johnny kind of turned his head. 15 minutes left. To the wing for John Larson. Chumper with a mismatch on Harold, drives and scores. Connor Chumper has 8. In transition, Skiba for Harold, left side in front of the Pioneer bench. Nick drifts out top. Now Weber. Skiba trying to post up inside. They've got the freshman Ryan Larson on him. Missing a three is Harold. Skiba on the rebound. Foul going up. He'll shoot a couple. 14-36 as Robbie will shoot two. The foul is on Ryan Larson. His second. Team second of the half.
His second.
First for Robbie is good. Skiba with his first point. Robbie didn't play against Bram. He was home with the flu that day. That one is up and good as well. Two for Skiba, and the lead is 8. 46-38 Bombers. Chumper gives it up to the corner for Randy Braun. Back out for John Larson. Each team with 4 points in the second half, and we've played almost 4 minutes. 3:45 right now. Ball fake, gets Olson into the lane, throws it up with the left hand, followed up by John Larson. 20 for John Larson tonight. He just went right after his teammate and got the tip in. Here's Casper taking it inside. He'll be fouled. If that's on Braun, that's 4. It is. That's 4 on Randy Braun.
Number 4, Randy Braun. His fourth.
Third team foul. And at the line is junior Johnny Casper, his first attempts. He's got 4 points. First is around and it drops through. 5 now for Johnny, and Braun will sit, as coming in is Alec Olson. 48-39 with 13:59 left. That one is good. Pierce is 8 for 9 tonight. Front court comes Ryan Larson. Larson calling out the play. Chumper trying to look for room to set a screen. Larson still with his dribble. Got deep in the lane and scores off the glass.
Number 5, Ryan Larson.
And the freshman has 8 now for the Bombers. 50-40. 13:35 to go. Here's Harold going inside. He scores.
Number 3, Nick Harold.
That gives Nick 9 points. Neither of these teams will ever finish near the top of the defensive rankings. As here's a pull-up free throw line jumper. Olson knocks another one in. 12.
Chris Olson.
52-42. Bombers by 10. Coming up on 13 minutes in regulation. Casper off a dribble. Threw it away. Got out of control. And Chris Olson, 1-on-3. Skiba back. Off the rim. Larson tried to follow. Foul, I believe, is going to go on Noah Bozer. It is Noah with his second.
31, Noah Bozer.
That's a couple of times John Larson has gone right to the rim. It's kind of like in hockey. You shoot a puck and you just crash the net. Here's Larson driving with the left hand, and he's got another 2. 22 for 6'3 junior John Larson. Equally effective right or left-handed. And the lead is 8-54. Our lead is 12-54-42. Weber, nice pick and roll with Skiba, but Robbie can't finish. Back to Weber. Three, good. Weber up the main three, and then a timeout. That is 18 for Weber, and a timeout for the Pioneers. At this break, it's 54-45. We'll be back with more from the MAC after this.
We are not going anywhere. Hi, this is Steve Andries, owner of Design Electronics, your local Radio Shack franchise store. I am proud to say we will continue to serve our local markets for years to come. As our loyal customers, you can expect the same great products, smiling faces, and the service you have come to expect. We will continue to offer the same great brands, such as Verizon Wireless, Dish Network, DirecTV, LG TVs, home and business security, and of course, all of your favorite electronics. We greatly appreciate your support, and Design Electronics is here to stay.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
We mentioned the seven Pioneer wrestlers. Bram is co-opted with Rush City in wrestling. They're sending one kid a double-A match for Isaiah Johnson at 182 pounds. He'll get Billy Mirth, of St. Paul Highland Park in his opening match. First shot out of the timeout off the mark by Alec Olson of the Bombers, and Piers back with the ball. 54-45. Skiba has the ball deflected off his hands, picked up by the Bombers. They're up by 9 with 12:05 left. Three-pointer, good. That's Chris Olson. He now has 15 points tonight. 57-45. Bombers back by 12. Here's Casper handing it to Weber. Aaron back to Casper, left side. Spinning, backing down, finds Weber. Whistle, they're going to get a foul before the shot. Before the shot, Bomber foul is on John Larson, his first, team's fifth.
His first.
Aaron Weber to throw it in. Finds Skiba, back out. Noah will fire a three and hit it. Noah for three.
Number 31, Noah Bowser.
Third three of the night for Noah gives him 9. And it's a 9-point game, 57-48. Chris Olson, ball fake, but can't get a shot off. Now they'll reset. Olson back to Chris Olson. Now Olson, Chris will drive. They got a foul on the offensive end. Player control foul on the Bombers. They get Chris Olson for throwing a push-up on his drive. His first, fifth Bomber foul. 11:15 to go. 57-48. Bram. Casper gets a Skiba screen. Now finds Harold coming around from the wing right side. Works the ball to the left wing. Not there. Back to Casper on the right side. Again, Skiba sets a screen. To the corner right side. Bozer's three. A good one. Bozer with another one. 12 for Noah Bozer. And it's 57-51 with 10:45 to go. Front court trap on the corner. Knocked out of bounds by Skiba and Harold. They had Ryan Larson trapped on the sideline over there. Pierce has cut the lead in half with a couple of threes from Noah Bozer. Pass in comes to Ryan Larson, guarded by Nick Harold. Back now to Chris Olson with Weber defending on the wing. Here's John Larson setting a screen, then he peels inside. Beautiful pick and roll. Larson.
John Larson.
24 for John Larson. Back out top is Johnny Casper looking for help. Finds Bozer. Noah into the lane. Across the way for Skiba. Up with the left hand. He finishes for two. Four for Robbie Skiba. 59-53. Now it's John Larson again with Casper defending. Up for Chris Olson. Olson, long three from about 23 feet out, and he hit it. Wow, that is range. 10 second half points, 18 in the game. Casper for a Weber three. That's short. Rebound tipped by Chumper out to the wing. Knocked ahead for Olsen, and he's on a breakaway. Up for two. Chris Olsen again.
Chris Olsen.
And that is 20 for the Bombers' leading season score. Bozer will try a three. Yes! Noah Bozer is feeling it, folks. His fifth of the night. 64-56. Here's Chris Olsen. That one comes off, and Bozer with the rebound. It's a shooting gallery out there. Casper. Top of the key, stops. Harold comes around. 9-10 to go. Harold with the left-hand drive. Up, no. Chumper the rebound. Back the other way. Bombers in transition. Pull up three. In and out. Rebound, Nick Harold. That was Ryan Larson letting fly. Harold fouled by John Larson, as this is getting pretty wild out on the court. Larson with his second. Sixth team foul.
Second.
I think Coach Vaughn wants a timeout. 8:53, Bram 64, Piers 46. We'll be back after a Bomber timeout.
The Insurance Shop, with offices in Piers and Foley, would like to ask you these simple questions. Are you adequately covered in the event that you're involved in an auto accident? What are your limits of liability? If you're injured or cause injury, are you covered? What members of your household are covered? Are you maximizing your savings under your current policy? For answers to these questions and more, contact the Insurance Shop. Ron works with 15 different auto companies, so he's able to find you the best policy to fit your auto insurance needs. In the Piers area, call him at 468-6177, and in the Foley area, give him a call at 968-6217. The Insurance Shop, your independent insurance agent, a proud supporter of our local student athletes.
That is the third timeout for Bram. They've got two left. Bram 64, Piers 56. Piers with the ball after the Bomber timeout. And a near steal, tipped away, but recovered by the Pioneers' Johnny Casper, as Ryan Larson had a hand on it. Here's Skiba at the free throw line for Weber on the wing right side. Aaron throws it inside for Skiba, had it stripped. Good defense by Ryan Larson. Back now comes Chris Olsen, looking for any slight opening. And there it was. He pulls up and hits a three. He was looking for that, and he took it and made it. That is his third three this half. 15 this half for Olsen, 23 in the game. You know why he averages 25 and a half a contest. Here's Bozer. Dribble now off for Skiba. One-on-one with Chumper. 15-foot elbow jumper is good. Robbie Skiba has six. Under eight to play. 67-58 in favor of the Bombers tonight. Chris Olsen will drive and dish to John Larson. That one comes off, and Skiba alone under the boards. Hands it off to Johnny Casper. Now it's Piers down by nine with the ball and a lot of basketball left. Casper spinning into the lane, back for Harold left wing. Cross the way. Here's a drive by Skiba. Left hand rolls off the iron. Back comes Larson. Larson's going to go all the way and attack the basket and be fouled by Harold. Nick will get the foul. That'll be number one on Nick Harold. Third team foul. And at the line will be Ryan Larson.
Nick Harold. His first.
Larson has eight tonight. He is one of two from the line. 7:25 left to play. First is up and good. Larson had eight when these two teams met in St. Cloud. He missed that one. John Larson comes over the back of Weber to get the foul. Number three on John Larson, and Aaron Weber will go down to the other end and shoot the bonus. That's the seventh team foul. 1-1 for Aaron Weber. Aaron coming to the line for the first time tonight. He has 18 points. And Aaron is a 77% free throw shooter. Bonus time for the Pioneers. First, around and out. Missed it. And the rebound tipped out. Oh, off of Olsen. Robbie Skiba came in flying in and tipped it off Olsen. So Pierce gets the ball back. In now for Bolzer, out top for Nick Harold. 68-58. Casper finds an open Skiba on the left side of the lane for two, and a Bram foul on Larson. That's four on John Larson. Skiba finished, and he'll shoot an and one. So Larson and Braun have four fouls apiece. And it looks like Braun is going to replace Larson. And Robbie banks in the free throw. Scoreless at halftime, Robbie now has 9 points. And John Larson will sit with his fourth foul, replaced by Randy Braun, who has four fouls. It's the point trade-off that hurts Bram there. 24 for Larson. Braun has two tonight. To the right side comes Ryan Larson. He drives off balance. He draws a foul, and it rolls off the rim, so he'll get two shots. Ryan Larson, fouled by Weber.
His second.
7-0-2, 68-61. Two shots for Ryan Larson. He's 2 of 3 tonight. Around and no good. One more for the 5'10 freshman, averaging about 13 and a half a game. It's up and good. That puts him in double figures with 10. Chris Olson and John Larson are also in double figures. 69-61 Bram. Casper finds Harold curling out top, guarded by Braun. Back now to the wing. Nick steps back for three. Hit it. Nick was confident and let him fly and hit it. And Harold has 12 tonight. 5-point game, 69-64 with 6:33 to go. Lean in, no. Skiba the board. 6.5 minutes to play. Here's Weber for a trailing Casper. Back for Weber. Driving on Olsen. Puts it up. No foul. Weber will shoot a couple. Weber will go to the line for two shots with 6:22 to go. Chumper gets his second. Ninth team foul. Now the Pioneers will be in the double bonus the rest of the night. Weber for two. 0 for 1 tonight. 18 points. Up and good. 19 for Weber. 69-65, and now John Larson will check in with four fouls. He'll replace Alec Olson in the Bram lineup. This, as exciting as this is, it's really kind of a meaningless game, but it's exactly the type of game both these teams need for the playoffs. It's good. Weber makes them both. The lead is three, 69-66, 6:15 to go. Bombers with the ball. Chumper out top for John Larson left side. Larson for Braun. Back out top, Chris Olson into the lane. A teardrop floater is good.
Basket by number 24, Chris Olson.
25 for Olson, 17 this half. 71-66 Bram. 5:50 to play. Casper finds Weber on the left side. Got a screen. Weber back to Skiba. Up for two. 11 for Skiba. 3-point game. 71-68. Larson looking for room. Chumper open at the top of the key. Back for Randy Braun. For Larson, baseline drive. Up and no. Rebound Skiba. A 3-pointer ties the game. Back the other way. Comes Casper. Skiba, back to Johnny, 5:20 to go. Again, the Pioneers, who trailed by 12 to Bram at halftime in St. Cloud, were down by 12 in the second half here. Here's the tying shot, it's good! Weber for three has tied this game! 71-71 with 5 minutes left. Wow. Here's a drive by Chris Olsen. Up, no, rebound ripped away by Skiba, and the Pioneers will look to take their first lead. Back out, Harold. Harold with a drive. Pioneers lead by two. Harold with the basket on a driving layup and a timeout on the floor. The Pioneers have exploded with 4:38 to play. Pierce 73. Bram 71.
Hello, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a home I recently listed in Pierce. This is a three-story, four-bedroom, three-bath home located on a corner lot. This home features a three-stall garage, underground sprinkler system, and a pond in the backyard. For more information on this home or any other home you might be interested in, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
If you're looking for concrete work in central Minnesota, contact Premium Concrete of Pierce. Premium Concrete is a small concrete company that does residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. It's owned and operated by Chris Young and Matt Seppelt, and together they have 17 years of combined experience in the concrete industry. They're a full-service company doing footings, block, floors, driveways, sidewalks, patios, steps, and specializing in decorative concrete. They pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Matt or Chris. Chris's number is 292-9635, or Matt's number is 293-2893, or visit them on the web at www.premiumconcretemn.com.
All right, welcome back. Nick Harold picks up a foul coming out of the break. Bram with the ball. It's now Pierce 73, Bram 71. 4:15 to play in regulation. Pioneers have erased a 12-point second-half deficit just like they did in St. Cloud. To the top comes Chumper with Skiba defending. Here's Chris Olsen. He has been on fire this half. Back out top to Braun. Now to John Larson. Larson for Chumper. Skiba defending. Off for Ryan Larson. A left hand layup. No. Rebound Skiba. Robbie with the board. And the Pioneers with a 2-point lead and the ball. Johnny Casper for Weber. Left side. Weber dribbles to Bozer. Right wing. Hand off to Johnny Casper. 3:28 left to play. Casper gets Skiba to pick and roll. Now Bozer left side. Noah leaves it off for Weber. Weber curls, stepped away, tipped out of bounds, and Aaron tipped it back to Harold. Back for Casper. He'll drive. Kick it to Weber. Open look for three for Weber. Short. Rebound for Larson. Well, this place would have gone nuts if that one had drained. On the other end, Olsen fires. No. Rebound. Weber. Foul. Bombers. Randy Braun is out of the game. Weber will go to the other end and shoot a pair of free throws as Randy Braun fouls out. He will end the ball game with 2 points. In to replace him, 6'1 junior Alec Olsen. 3 minutes exactly to play. Weber will shoot two free throws. 1st off to the left side. No good. Aaron 2-for-4 tonight. 23 points for the junior. 3 minutes exactly. That one is good. It's a 3-point game. 74-71 with 3 minutes left. The Bombers have one timeout left. Pierce with three. Next held ball belongs to Pierce. Drive by Larson, and it is off the rim, but a foul is called, and Larson will shoot a couple. Foul is on Robbie Skiba, his third, only the 6th Pioneer foul. This is 2 shots for Ryan Larson, 3-for-5 tonight. First is off, no good. Still 74-71. with 2:50 left. 2:50. The next. Good. 74-72. 11 for Ryan Larson. Pioneers now up by two. Casper across midcourt. They come out to trap and they threw it away. They forced a turnover. And the Bombers get the ball down two with 2:39 to go. Careless turnover there. Ryan Larson, John Larson, Connor Chumper, Chris Olson, and Alec Olson for the Bombers in white with blue and yellow. Here's Chris Olson. Olson, one dribble and stop for Alec Olson. Back to Chris in front of the Bomber bench, right side against Casper, one-on-one. Crossover dribble, spin, Skiba, help defense. Ball knocked away, picked up by Bozer. Bozer back to Weber now, 2:10 left to play. 74-72 and another steal. Casper threw it away for the second time. Three for Olson. Off. Rebound tipped. Up. Loose. Skiba. And we got a timeout, Pioneers. Timeout for the Pioneers with a minute 56 to go, 74-72.
The Insurance Shop with offices in Pierce and Foley would like to ask you these simple questions. Are you adequately covered in the event that you're involved in an auto accident? What are your limits of liability? If you're injured or cause injury, are you covered? What members of your household are covered? Are you maximizing your savings under your current policy? For answers to these questions and more, contact the Insurance Shop. Ron works with 15 different auto companies, so he's able to find you the best policy to fit your auto insurance needs. In the Pierce area, call him at 468-6177, and in the Foley area, give him a call at 968-6217. The Insurance Shop, your independent insurance agent, a proud supporter of our local student athletes.
Here's your game reset. The score, Pierce 74, Bram 72. Next held ball belongs to Pierce. The time remaining, a minute 56. Pierce has the ball after their timeout. They have two timeouts left. Bram has one. Foul situation, Pierce is in the double bonus. Bram in the single bonus. Front court, Johnny Casper from Nick Harrell. Johnny, one dribble and stop. Now for Bozer, three-pointer, Noah, long, missed everything. Back the other way comes Ryan Larson to tie it. No, he kicked it out. Three-pointer for Chris Olson, in and out. Rebound, Casper, with a minute and a half to play. Johnny, inside Skiba. Bozer wraps it around, threw it away. He had Weber and threw it to Larson. Larson for the tie, yes! 74 apiece. A minute 15 in regulation. Bozer now circles around out front to the left side. Harold. Harold holds it in for Skiba in the lane. Robbie back to the corner. Weber looks down, fires short. Rebound. Harold kept it alive. 58. Bozer deep. Put it on the floor. They got a foul on the Bombers. Bozer will shoot two double bonus free throws with 55 seconds left. The Bomber foul is on Alec Olson, his first. Noah Bozer for two. 63% this year. Two shot double bonus, no. Rolled off. Noah has 15 tonight, all on three pointers. One more for the lead. We're tied at 74. Second, around and in. Pierce by one. 75-74 on a Bozer made three with 55 seconds. Front court for the Bombers now. Chris Olson drifts back. 45 to play. Bombers have one timeout left. Olson pull up over Casper. No. Rebound, Chumper. Three-pointer, Alec Olson. No. Rebound, Larson. Yes. Bombers by one, 30 seconds. 25 to play, Casper for Weber. Short, rebound, Bombers, whistle, foul. And the Bombers will shoot one and one. Skiba, I believe. Yes, Robbie with his fourth. 20.9 seconds. Chumper will go to the line for the bonus. Nope, it's Larson. Excuse me. I'm wrong again. It's Chris Olson. He has not attempted a free throw tonight. 25 points. Even if he makes both, it's a one possession game. He makes the first. 77-75, Bram by two. 20.9 seconds left. Here's the free throw. It's good. Pierce needs a three to tie. 20 seconds to go, folks. Here we go. Down to the wire. Here now is Weber to Casper. Holds it left side. Out top, Skiba, right side. Into the lane. Kick out. Bozer has it. Hoists it up. No. And at the buzzer, the final score. Bombers win a thriller tonight. 78-75. Bram gets a taste of revenge tonight. Here they win a thriller after losing one to the Pioneers in St. Cloud. We'll begin the postgame show next.
Hello, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a home I recently listed in Piers. This is a three-story, four-bedroom, three-bath home located on a corner lot. This home features a three-stall garage, underground sprinkler system, and a pond in the backyard. For more information on this home or any other home you might be interested in, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
We are not going anywhere. Hi, this is Steve Andries, owner of Design Electronics, your local Radio Shack franchise store. I am proud to say we will continue to serve our local markets for years to come. As our loyal customers, you can expect the same great products, smiling faces, and the service you have come to expect. We will continue to offer the same great brands such as Verizon Wireless, Dish Network, DirecTV, LG TVs, home and business security, and of course, all of your favorite electronics. We greatly appreciate your support, and Design Electronics is here to stay.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
The Insurance Shop, with offices in Piers and Foley, would like to ask you these simple questions. Are you adequately covered in the event that you're involved in an auto accident? What are your limits of liability? If you're injured or cause injury, are you covered? What members of your household are covered? Are you maximizing your savings under your current policy? For answers to these questions and more, contact the Insurance Shop. Ron works with 15 different auto companies, so he's able to find you the best policy to fit your auto insurance needs. In the Piers area, call him at 468-6177, and in the Foley area, give him a call at 968-6217. The Insurance Shop, your independent insurance agent, a proud supporter of our local student athletes.
Well, that's two thrilling games between those two schools, Piers and Bram. 78-75 tonight in the regular season finale as the Bombers had a double-digit lead, lost their lead, regained the lead, and held on at the end. 78-75 was the final score. Coach Matt Pepping joins me, and boy, Coach, if these two teams played 26 times a year, you might get a total different margin of difference, about 28, you think?
Yeah, and I would probably be dead half.
Yeah, you and me both. You and me both.
But yeah, it was fun.
I think
think we're back.
All right.
I think we're back.
Yeah, it was a fun game. I thought we played really well the second half.
Yeah.
Defensively, kids boxed out. They started believing when we made that run, and I think it was in part because we made that run in the Cathedral Tournament in the second half. But, yeah, proud of the effort. Kids played hard. We didn't make some plays down the stretch. We turned the ball over, didn't shoot free throws well. And
I thought the key, you know, among the keys, the two bad turnovers late.
Yep.
They trapped, showed a little different look, and the Pioneers didn't handle that well.
Yep.
Among the big things that I think we take out of this one is tonight that Noah got back on track a little bit, got some of that confidence going.
Yeah, we're a whole different team if he's shooting the ball well. And he did it tonight, and his shot looked a lot more not as flat, and it was going in, and that's huge for us. If he can play like that in the playoffs, we'll be a tough out.
Pioneers and Bombers, obviously two pretty evenly matched teams. So one time might be a fluke. Two, I think, is kind of an indication of the talent level pretty even between these two teams. And senior night for you, they've only got one senior on their team, Randy Braun. And they're going to be back with a lot of talent as well. Talk about them. They've got a tough road to hoe, a minefield to go through over down in 5AA.
Yeah,
they got Maple Lake, who was here in force tonight. The one seed is Cathedral, and state runner-up Annandale is a four seed this year. You know, that's tough to get through 5AA North.
Yeah, I think Annandale won the right county, too, so... Yeah, you got a conference champ, and they're a four seed, and they have Foley first round, and I would say Foley would take second in their conference. So, they'll have their hands full throughout, especially with Maple Lake second round.
Now, the Pioneers, obviously you have to feel, even with the loss, we mentioned that even win or lose tonight, the fact that I think the guys played much better tonight than they did against Maple Lake at the end of last week to go in against a Staples Motley team that's playing pretty well. I think you'll feel better about that matchup with the Cardinals coming in here Thursday night.
Yeah, I feel a lot better facing Staples, and hopefully we can contest shots like we did the second half and rebound like we did the second half and take care of business.
Coach, good luck Thursday against Staples Motley. Let's get to St. John's.
Thanks, Rick.
All right. Coach Pepping of the Pioneers. Bram wins this one 78-75 tonight before a very energetic, enthusiastic team, and why wouldn't they be? It was 42-34 at half. Bombers, Piers eventually tied the game 71 apiece at the 5-minute mark. They took the lead 22 seconds later on a Nick Harrell driving layup, their first lead of the night, 73-71. They were up 74-71 on an Aaron Weber free throw with 3 minutes remaining. Bombers then, the next points wouldn't come for almost a minute and 45 seconds. The Bombers tied it on a three-pointer at the 1:15 mark. Bob, good luck in the playoffs there. 1:15 mark made it a 74-74 ball game. And then Noah Bolzer's free throw put Piers up for the final time, 75-74. That came with 55 seconds left, but the Bombers would score the game's final 4 points, and they finish their season 24-2. The Pioneers finish 13-13. What a ball game to end the regular season, and now it's playoff time for both of these teams. For the Bombers, they are led tonight by Chris Olson's 27, John Larson with 26. Their two leading scorers all year have their top two games tonight. 13 for Ryan Larson, 8 for John Larson, 2 each for Randy Braun and Alec Olson. Briefly playing Kyle Johnson and Jorgen Menke. Bram, 8 of 11 on the free throw line on the night. For the Pioneers, they get 24 tonight from Aaron Weber to lead the way. 16 from Noah Bolzer, 5 three-pointers and a free throw. 14 for Nick Harold. 11 all in the second half from Robbie Skiba. 6 for Johnny Casper. 2 for Ethan Lochner. 2 for Michael Meyer tonight. Piers, 13 of 17 free throws. Playing but not scoring for the Pioneers tonight, getting the start on senior night, was Kyle Becker. Everybody else that played got in the score column. So the Pioneers, with a 13-13 record, head into the Section 6AA North playoffs as the number 4 seed, and they will host 5th-seeded Staples Motley here Thursday night at 7 o'clock. The other Section 6AA North matchups in the Pioneers' half of 6AA, which would be the 1-4 game, the top seed Sauk Center hosts the number 8 seed Osakis. The winners of those two games, Pierce Staples Motley and Osakis Sauk Center, would play at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon in the semifinals of the subsection at St. John's. In the other half of the bracket in 6AA North, the 6 seed Holding Ford Huskers are at number 3 seed Long Prairie Gray Eagle, and number 7 Pillager is at number 2 Melrose. The winners of those two games will play the 2:30 game at St. John Saturday. So good luck to the Pioneers in the subsection playoffs coming up here Thursday night, 7 o'clock. Now for the Bombers, they finished 26-2. They are the number 3 seed in their half, the northern half of Section 5AA. Bram will host a 6-20 Foley Falcon team. Those two teams did not play each other in the regular season. Also in that half of the bracket, Maple Lake finished their year 24-1. They will host the Mora Mustangs, 5-21. That's Thursday night at 7 as well. The 4-5 seed game in Section 5AA North is Annandale at home to Malacca. And then the 1 seed St. Cloud Cathedral will host Spectrum of Elk River. Also out of the Central Minnesota Conference, you've got Howard Lake Waverly-Winsted, a 6 seed out of the southern half of 5AA. They're at 3rd seed Providence Academy. Rockford will play on their home court as a 5 seed against the 4 seed Brooklyn Center Thursday night. Brooklyn Center with gym issues, so the game will be in Rockford, but the 4 seed is Brooklyn Center. Rockford is technically the 5 seed. Kimball does not know who they play in the playoffs. That would be determined tonight, as the 1 seed in Section 5A South, Kimball, awaits the winner of tonight's Royalton-Ogilvy game. That's in 5A South. In 5A North, Hill City and Verndale are playing for the right to get top-seeded Nevis, while 10th seed Northland is at number 7 Monaga. The winner is at number 2 Browerville in the opening round there. So, on the girls' side of basketball schedule tonight, St. John's Prep was at Kimball, Maple Lake at Norwood Young America, Holding Ford at Sauk Center. Little Falls was playing in Foley tonight, Malacca at Isle, Brainerd at Apollo, and Wilmer at Alexandria. Fun way to end the regular season here. 78-75, these two teams split 2 thrilling games by a total of 4 points. Good luck to the Bombers in the playoffs. Good luck to the Pioneers. If things work out, we'll have the boys' game here Thursday night. The Wrestlers start at 11 o'clock against Frazee Thursday morning in the team quarterfinals. Win or lose, they'll wrestle at 1. The other half of their bracket is 3rd seed Zumbrota Mazeppa and unseeded West Central Area. Piers would wrestle either in the consolation semis or the championship semis at 1 o'clock. If they wrestle in the consolation round at 1 and lose, they're done, and we'll be able to bring you that boys game Thursday night. If not, if they win one of those two, they would have a 5 o'clock match at the XL Energy Center. The individual tournament begins Friday morning at 11 o'clock. Good luck, and get ready for another fun weekend. It's one of the best state tournaments we got going here, the state wrestling tournament. Piers with the team and 7 individuals down in St. Paul beginning Thursday morning. Again, the final, Bram 78, Piers 75. Thanks for listening. We will see you tomorrow night when the girls go up to Pillager. They face the Huskies in a non-conference game right here on You Are There Sports.